your body grows bigger, your mind goes slower. It's great to learn.
'Cause knowledge is power.
Hello, I'm yellow, just like Homer Simpson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our iPod radio show. This is Troy.
And Kai.
And you are listening to...
Knowledge is power.
Music.
We're here to bring you music power. When we thought about the topic of music, I thought this is a pretty tough one. I mean, I, for one, I'm a music lover. What about you, Kai?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of genres, so it's really hard to choose which one you want.
It popped out that my dad made me listen to music that I actually really liked.
Oh, yeah? So what's some of the music that you like, Kai?
I like rock.
Yeah.
I like J-pop.
Yeah.
I like L&B.
You like R&B?
Yeah, R&B. Dad was R&B.
R&B is rhythm and blues. Well, maybe we should do a little quiz. How about that? I'll play a song, and then you tell me what genre of music it is.
Sure.
All right, well, let's get to the quiz then. So Kai, are you ready for your music quiz?
Yep.
All right. What I'm going to do is play a short sample of a certain genre of music, and then you guess what kind of music it is and tell me why.
Okay.
Your answers could include rock, reggae, R&B, soul, punk, disco, jazz, classical, pop, hip-hop, and hey, we're in Japan, so J-pop. Now...
I have a question.
Yeah.
If there's J-pop, is there like A-pop for American pop or like E-pop for England pop?
Well, we'll have to see if that comes out as an answer.
What about K-pop?
All right, here we go. Here's the first sample. All right, Kai, what do you think?
I think it's J-pop.
Bing bong.
And
that was correct.
And my reason is because, yeah. Well, I heard Japanese, kind of.
I gave you an easy one to start.
Yay, but will they get challenging?
More challenging. So here's the next one. Alright, Kai, what do you think that is?
It's hard.
It's really hard because it's not on the list. I just wanted to fool with you.
Come on.
Okay.
Get serious, Dad.
I'm getting serious. Alright, I've got the next one now. I just thought I'd lighten the mood.
Well, I thought it was jazz from the beginning.
Okay, you ready? Alright, Kai, what do you think that is?
Pop?
Pop it is.
Yay!
All right.
Lady Gaga. Okay.
Alright, next one.
That was me. Sorry.
That's okay. Kai still got a little telephone stuck in his head. Ring, ring. Are you ready, Kai?
Yeah. Next one.
Alright, Kai, what do you think about that one?
Jazzy?
That's very
jazzy.
Not Jazzy J, but darn jazzy. Miles Davis.
Oh, who's he?
Kinda Blue. Beautiful trumpet player. Alright, let's keep moving on with our quiz here.
I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was a good guy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold whatever. He plays the trumpet. Yeah.
You mean Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Okay, hit it, let's go. This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital. To rock around, that's right, on top. It's tricky, it's tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky.
All right, Kai, what do you think that is?
Can we play more? I like that song.
Okay, let's play a little more.
It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky.
And your answer is?
Rock. Wait. Take that over.
Take that one back?
Oh my gosh, why did I say that? Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Wait, now, let me guess who it is.
Arguably, this band was the king of rock hip-hop, but...
Oh, I know.
That's a hip-hop song.
Thank you. Run DMC.
For sure.
Wait, can I have that song on my iPhone?
Let's finish the quiz, kid.
Really?
All right, Kai, you've been doing pretty well so far, but I think this one's really gonna test you. You ready?
Wait.
What do you think about that one, Casey?
I got two, kind of.
You're going for two?
I'm going to go for one, which I think rock?
It definitely qualifies as rock, but more specifically...
R&B?
But not R&B either. Rhythm and
punk.
It is punk.
Punk rock.
That one is The Clash. No. Death or Glory.
Damn it. I fought the law and the... law one. I fought the law and the law won.
I do too, but would you have recognized it as punk?
No.
Okay, next one. All right, Kai. So, I think you're definitely going to get this one right.
Hope so.
You hope so? All right, are you ready?
Because if I make it, I'll get embarrassed. Oh, please be an easy one. Please.
All right, Kai, do you know that one?
I said, hey, you know. I hope so. Rock.
That is rock.
No, I said, hey, I did not say, ugh. Whatever.
Excellent. Ping pong.
Yay.
Totally got that one nailed. Love that song. All right, Kai, you ready?
Yeah.
So far, you're doing really good, but it looks like you got hung up a little bit on the difference between R&B and soul. So, I was talking to my friend Gensha last night, and we were trying to come up with best examples. And he kind of put it perfectly. He said, Marvin Gaye is R&B, but Otis Redding is soul. All right, Kai, so let's see. I got another one for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Your guess is as good as mine. I guess by the way you're dancing, you may know the answer to this.
Disco! Woo!
Disco is absolutely right.
Oh yeah! Hello. Thank you.
know you, you're digging dirt. Hey, yeah, you, I know you, you're digging dirt. Hey, yeah, you, I know you, you're digging dirt.
So Kai just finished his piano class. How was it?
Great.
What'd you play, Kai?
Trumpet.
Well, how was the trumpet?
Fun to play.
It was fun?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were taking piano lessons, not trumpet lessons. What happened?
I played the trumpet.
Okay. What'd you play?
The trumpet.
Give me a sample.
The trumpet.
What'd you play? What'd it sound like?
The trumpet.
So you're telling me you played the instrument called the trumpet?
No. The music that's called the trumpet.
Oh, so you're playing a song called the trumpet.
On the piano, not with the trumpet. There is no trumpet in my piano class. What are you kidding? Beep, 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 beep. No.
Okay.
Piano. Da, 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 da.
How does it go?
You go like. Oh, that's
And that's the trumpet.
Wait, no, that wasn't.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe one thing we like to do here on Knowledge is Power is tell a joke. And if you're telling me, that's music to my ears, Kai.
It's a killer.
Go ahead.
Very funny. Well, the first joke I would like to introduce to you guys is, how do you fix a broken tuba?
I don't know, Kai. How do you fix a broken tuba?
With a tuba glue?
Okay. What's your second joke there, son?
Well, Why don't you have one that's good?
Hey, Kai, what happens when you sing a country song backwards?
I don't know, Dad. What happens?
You get your job and your wife back.
What?
Okay, I got one for you, Kai. What do you call someone who hangs out with musicians?
I don't know. What is it?
A drummer. Okay.
How many musicians does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, Kai. How many musicians does it take to change a light bulb?
Well, 20. 1 to hold the bulb, 2 to turn the ladder, and 17 to be on the guest list.
VIP, yeah, you know me. Nice.
Oh, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow. So time to do another 12 in the theme's music, huh?
Yeah, and that's the tricky part because, well, since it's piano and music kind of goes with that, and I just got a new piano, I was thinking, well, maybe Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, Re, Si, Do would work, but for some reason, it's only 8. Like... And I'm like, what?
It's not that called work. 8, it's called 12.
Well, yeah, but the 12 part is all the tones.
Ah, so you use the tones in music.
Yeah,
huh?
And it goes from A to G sharp.
All right, let's have a listen to that.
And that is the end. If you would keep going on, it would go back to the A and just keep going on and on and on.
Wow, 12 tones in music.
Yep.
What's your job? What's your job?
Oh, good to go.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Mark, aka DJ Ill Media.
Mm-hmm. What is your job?
My job is being a DJ and producing music.
Hmm, pretty cool. Well, actually, really cool. What was your motivation to do this job?
My motivation to do this job was seeing people DJ when I was younger and getting really excited about them being able to play music for a crowd and getting crowd dancing. That's what really got me excited. And also breakdancing. You know, it was sort of the second coming of hip-hop when I got into DJing. And it was really exciting to me that DJ sort of controlled the dance floor and helped the break dancers to strut their stuff and do a lot of moves out on the floor. There was a lot of energy behind that feeling of moving a crowd. So that got me really excited and made me want to learn how to DJ.
Wow, that's a big motivation. Yeah. How long have you done this job?
I have done this job for about 25 years now, so it's been quite a while. I started when I was 15 years old.
Okay. What are some of the tools you use?
Well, I have a lot of tools I use. When I started DJing, I began with turntables and vinyl records, and that was kind of what everybody used back in the day, so I have turntables and a mixer, and I have lots and lots of records still. Even though I don't use them as much as I used to, I still have a whole lot of records. And those were accrued through all the years of DJing before digital became popular to use. Being a DJ, I have turntables and I have controller units now for my digital, and I also use a computer.
Like when you DJ, do you just scratch or do you just play songs?
I am more of an interactive DJ, and that's because I really like to get into the vibe of what's going on and make an experience when I'm DJing. I do scratching and I do beat matching. And I like to use a lot of effects, and I like to use loops. One thing that's really cool about being a DJ nowadays is that you have a lot of tools at your disposal. So it's not just about maybe playing one record after the other. You have the opportunity to really showcase your talent and show people a really good time through DJing, through playing the right music at the right time, and getting people really full of energy and excited on the dance floor.
Wow. Who have you worked with?
I've worked with a lot of people. I have worked with rappers. I have worked with country bands. Worked with other DJs. I've worked with visual artists. With companies to help with their music. I've worked with a lot of different people. That's one thing that I really enjoy about DJing is I've never just played one type of music or created one type of music. I like a really diverse palette of music around me. So I played with a lot of different kinds of people because I like to explore those different moods and feelings that go on with different types of music.
Can you tell me a little more about the producer job?
Sure. The producer job is, it's making beats, kind of like, you know, when you hear lots of songs on the radio, they have the band or the artist that has a song that they perform, and then the producer is the person behind that song who helps keep the flow going, who helps to pick the right sounds and create different parts in the song. My production job often entails, I like to sample a lot, so sometimes my production job will mean that I grab a record or a piece of music and I take little snippets out of that piece of music and I chop it up and I move it around and I make it my own song.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Can you give any examples of a rapper that you work with?
Sure. I work with, I have a band that I've played with for a really long time that's called Most Chill Slack Mob. And there's two rappers in that band, King Slack and Momo. And those guys are a lot of fun to work with because not only are they good rappers who have something interesting to say, but they also like to explore different avenues of music that might not be, they don't just choose a singular path of music. They like to explore a lot of different types. I've worked with rappers who are just hardcore gangster rappers who just like to make songs that are about one particular thing, like maybe life in the street. I've worked with some rappers who like to do a lot of love songs. So, you know, rappers are kind of just like any other artist. There's a lot of different types of them.
Do you have any advice to get this job?
Yes, I do. Nowadays, it's really, I think it's pretty accessible for anybody who wants to become a DJ to be able to get into music and production nowadays. With digital, it really opens up the space for a lot of different types of people to see if this is a path they want to go down. My advice is to get a DJ software program and a bunch of music that you like and sit down and play with it and see if it's something that you want to do. You know, you can go to school for DJing nowadays. You can go to school for production, which is what I did. But I really think that when it comes to this, a lot of real life experience is the most important thing. You want to get out there and play music for a crowd. If you want to DJ, you want to get out there and play music for a crowd and see if they respond to you positively. Or if you have a really good feeling about it, you'll know if you want to continue doing it. And when it comes to music production, it's sort of the same thing. There's a lot of opportunities for people to buy software and see if it's something they want to get into. You know, you could play around, do some production, and then play for people and see how they respond to it. And if you get a good response, that means you're on your way and you want to keep going.
Thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Ay kalamba, tugo sa polno, at ako sa mga kanta kata koto, at si kalanta, bukoloto, at si kalaka sa polno, takita koto, alakatata, at tugo sa polno, tatatapi, tugo to.
But, yeah, I'm basically gonna play a song called The Turkish March by Beethoven. Yeah, thank you. Hey!
Hey!
Well, I guess it's the end of Music Power, huh?
It's the end. Nothing to do but the thank yous.
Yeah, I always hate it when one of those Music Powers or one of those, you know, kips always end because it's just sad.
I'm just happy we finished this one, son.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, thanks out to my Tanky crew for their awesome version of 12.
Yes, thank you. It's very awesome.
Also, thanks out to Mark for What's Your Job. And I'd have to say thanks out to everyone who makes music.
Yes, please, thank you, and keep doing your job. It's amazing.
All right, all. Till next time, hasta la vista.
Baby. Sorry. Bye, people. Bye. See you in the next podcast.
that's just the beginning part of the song, and thank you very much.